Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And this one I'm mulling over who's going to be the next leader of the Conservative Unity Party and therefore almost certainly never Prime Minister, because it's likely that Labour will call an election 4 or 5 years' time, 5 years of maximum parliamentary term. Governments seldom go to the end. To think there could still be a Conservative government, the election didn't have to be until January 2025. Sunak called it slightly early. But anyway, it's very hard to see the Conservatives coming back from the worst defeat ever in just one term. And so the MPs have whittled it down to only two candidates, the Right Honourable Robert Jenrick and the Right Honourable Kemi Badenoch. So who's it going to be, Mr. Jenrick or Mrs. Badenoch? So Conservative Party members are allowed to choose between them. And they've been sending out a mail shot to lots of people all over the country, over 100,000 of these. There we go. They're going head to head. Who's it going to be? So equality of arms, much as these were sent out to people. So there he is, Rob, Badenoch, robbed to his friends. I dislike this exploiting his children and his wife as political props. Change he's all about. Well, is he all about how have you served at senior posts in the previous Conservative government? How can he be about change? And he's relatively young. Well, they're both actually quite young candidates because he's 43. Is that right? Change so we can restore public trust. Well, the Conservative Party definitely has its work cut out, having let people back down so badly and all sorts of policy areas over 14 years. You know, four manifestos in a row swore they'd cut immigration and only ever went up, both legal and illegal. There was higher inflation, taxes rose, hyper-regulation, the assault on civil liberties, just loads of things. You know, not enough defence spending, letting people down, lies by Boris Johnson, lie after lie after lie after lie, Pinocchio. Okay, and you were in Johnson's cabinet, you know, collective cabinet responsibility. Win after fading Labour. Well, who in this party is going to be against winning? Deliver on the serious challenges facing our country. Just like he failed to deliver all those years in cabinet, Robert Jenrick. Okay, he loves his party. He joined in Wolverhampton, where he came from, a not particularly wealthy family in the West Midlands. He was chairman of the association. He won a by-election, blah, blah, blah. So he's achieved so much. And he says we're still public finances. That was true. Omitting the little about crashing them under Liz Truss. Reformed our schools. I mean, so made them worse, actually, even more paperwork, driving even more teachers out of it. Dumbing down the grades again. Yeah, well done. Delivered Brexit. Okay, that's true. But where are the Bennisons? Defeated Corbyn, that's true. And stood by Ukraine. And so on. Have to listen to the public. Well, yeah, they always launch these listening exercises, understand why the Conservative Party lost, and I just adumbrated some of the reasons. Okay, so anyway, he's going to uphold time-honoured Conservative principles. As immigration minister, I personally secured the biggest ever reduction in legal migration and cut the small boats by a third for the first time ever. Okay, so there were some small successes after an awful lot of failure. Although some of the reduction in immigration is going too far, in as much as if you don't earn 30 grand, 38 grand a year, you can't bring in your spouse, which is grossly unfair. Poor people have the right to love as well. Anyway, but you still also generally is obviously indirectly responsible for all the failures, so on. Housing secretary delivered the highest numbers of housing starts as Margaret Thatcher. All right, but it's still grossly inadequate. I know that's not solely his fault. Okay. Anyway, he's going to make reform redundant by bringing home those small C conservatives. So he's going to try and steal their clothes. I mean, he is correct that there is no way back for the Conservative Party unless it wins over about half the Reform UK voters. Okay. And he can bring back the Lib Dem voters on the left. No, you can't. You can do one of them. They can't do the splits. Face in both directions, make it a one-term Labour government. Well, ha ha. Hands up if you're stupid enough to believe that. Okay, end mass migration. This is one of his pledges. Reclaim the pro-growth, low-tax agenda, unlike the high-tax agenda when he was in cabinet. Okay, so boosting home ownership. But that means concreting over the green belt. It doesn't say that bit. Cheap energy, which means tearing up the green targets. Okay, so these things are doable, but there's a cost to them. Building more infrastructure. Well, so much about keeping spending low. Not low value degrees. I do agree with this bit. So no student loans for those doing Mickey Mouse degrees. Okay, champion the NHS. Okay, and have to be good value for money. Raising defence spending to 3% of GDP. I agree with that. A more united country. Protecting women's rights. I think that means from the transgender people. And a zero tolerance approach to extremism. Well, that's an extremist policy. You see how it's self-defeating. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, as a city solicitor, what would you expect? Anyway, and then we come on to Mrs. Badenoch. And she was the only woman in the final four. And she's the only person of fully African heritage, the only person who grew up in Nigeria. She's born in the United Kingdom, born British citizen, and the only engineer, as she likes to point out. So we have a real opportunity. This is a once-a-generation opportunity to renew our party, our thinking, and our country. Well, that is true, but not in a good way, because it's the biggest defeat for 27 years. If we fail, we're out of government for a decade or potentially forever. I think, well, let those words sink in. I think more than a decade, forever is a slim possibility, and so on. Renewal 2030. Okay. So didn't support enough Conservative councillors. I suppose that's true. And the locals, which then predicated the huge parliamentary election, a loss. Okay, a totally different approach. Okay, but there's also insubstantial how old politics no longer works. Right, I don't know exactly what old politics is. Too much saying one thing and doing another enough. As she has said elsewhere, and I agree with this, the Tory party talked right and governed left. So anyway, she's the favourite to win, though not by much. Both of them point out opinion polls that they're best placed to defeat Labour. Okay. Says, but by the next election, Labour will have failed. We must be ready. And indeed, to some extent, they failed already. Okay, so they're fighting against socialism. So she's won protections for women and girls, stopped those dividing us on race. And this is where I really do applaud her. Okay, she's not a race baser. A forced a fairer approach to net zero, did not roll over to accept rising mass immigration, because this racist diatribe is all thrown at her by the leftists, saying because you're black, you have to allow unrestricted migration. No, she doesn't. She's got the same rights as everybody else. It's sick, vile, disgusting what leftists say to ethnic minority people. It proves just how racist Labour is. Anyway, that she's eliminated red tape, strangling business. Well, I'd like to see a lot more of that. She's going to renew the country. Once in a generation project. Well, I've heard those words before. Okay, so it's a bit repetitive. Truth, personal responsibility, citizenship, equality under the law and family. Well, truth was certainly not a high value when she was serving under Boris Johnson, nor indeed was personal responsibility. Okay, equality under the law. Well, we obviously have so much discrimination in the United Kingdom now on the basis of political views, race, sex, and so on, and family. I'm not sure whether that's got to do with the government and so on. So she's quoting Peter Lilly, now a peer on her side, Claire Coutinho, this very good-looking young MP. And, you know, so who should I vote for? David Davis, that, how to put it, real, that drip, that actual scumbag, I despise him, bigot. He's no loss. And the veterans minister. So she's going to renew our party, we'll reform Conservative central headquarters, make being a member something, mean something again, support our councillors, reform candidate selection, improve transparency. So they both say they're going to renew the headquarters. And of course, they've got appeals of the mass members say, oh, yes, you matter. But there is disdain amongst MPs for ordinary members who they regard as headbangers, bigots and ignoramuses. In fairness, they're not always entirely wrong. Okay, renew our thinking, start from first principles again. Okay, I'm not sure how they're going to think. What are these first principles? Supposedly the ones you mentioned earlier. Renew our country. Can we all fight for real conservative values? It's time to deal with the hard truths today. What are the hard truths? Not bigger problems tomorrow. Okay. So I'm glad she didn't use her husband and children in all this. But there we are. It's quite laid out. And it does not actually signed the Right Honourable Kemi Badenoch. There we go. So the agony of choice. Part of me thinks that all four candidates are evil and shouldn't choose the letter of two evils. Okay, there are only two candidates left now. But I thought, is that a cop-out? Choose Mrs. Badenoch. Let's face it, she's got the sex appeal. But for other reasons, she comes across as affable. She's a bit more likely to win. Jenrick, he's conceited. He's saturnine. He's just loathsome. And he's just so racist. He's so in favour of massive scale violence, the mass murder of Palestinian civilians. I mean, I know the others are as well, but he is the worst of the worst. So I suppose so much in life is about avoiding the worst. It's not a choice between bad and good. It's between bad and absolutely terrible. There we are. So somewhat reluctantly holding my nose, I will vote for Kemi Badenoch. Right. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.